Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, November 3rd, 2017. The cause for canonization for Chief Black Elk has been formally opened, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Peruvian saint. The long-range anti-ship missile is making our military even deadlier, and the 12th bomb in 24 days hit Sweden last night. A Lakota chief is now ranked among the servants of God following a late October mass to formally open the sainthood cause of Chief Nicholas W. Black Elk. The Native American chief, catechist, spiritual leader, and guide was described by Bishop Robert Gruss of Rapid City as someone who merged the Lakota and Catholic cultures in a way that, quote, drew him deeper into the mystery of Christ's love and the church. Black Elk was born around 1858, and he died in 1950 in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. The postulator of his cause, Bill White, is an enrolled member of the Oglala Sioux tribe, and the writings of the Servant of God are being translated from Lakota to English by Deacon Ben Black Bear from St. Francis Mission. Rapid City's Diocesan Director of Native Ministry, Deacon Marlon Leneau, said of him, quote, "He showed his people that you did not have to choose between the two. You could be both. He did not abandon his native ways when he became a Christian. To him it was together, praying to the one God." Today's quote of the day comes from St. Martin de Porres. "Compassion is preferable to cleanliness. With a little bit of soap I can clean my bed, but think of the flood of tears I would require to clean my soul from the stain that harshness against this unfortunate would leave." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Martin de Porres. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Juan Martin de Porres Velasquez was born in 1579 in Lima, Peru, the illegitimate son of a Spanish nobleman and a freed slave. Abandoned by his father, his mother entrusted him to a primary school, and then he apprenticed with a barber surgeon to learn the medical arts. By law, he, as a man of African or Native American descent, could not become a full member of a religious order, but he was permitted at 15 to enter the Dominican Convent of the Rosary as a servant boy. At 24, after 8 years of doing laundry, kitchen work, cleaning, and practicing the medical arts, he was permitted by his prior to take vows as a Third Order Dominican. At 34, Martin received the religious habit of a lay brother and was selected to minister to the brothers in the infirmary. Martin was a vegetarian who fed about 160 poor people daily and was given the gift of healing and ecstatic levitation. Miracles of healing continued after his death in 1639, and his body was said to be incorrupt. St. Martin de Porres, pray for us. Yahoo News via the National Interest is reporting that U.S. Navy and Air Force missiles will soon be deadlier than before. The technology in question involves a targeting sensor for the merging long-range anti-ship missile. This sensor will, in a semi-autonomous manner, track and destroy moving targets from very far away, at least 200 nautical miles. The technology which routes and guides the missiles will not depend exclusively on intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance systems, networking links, or GPS navigation. The sensor is designed to work in contested domains and in all weather conditions, daytime or nighttime. The new missile technology is being developed by BAE Systems and is the result of the combined efforts of Lockheed Martin, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and the Office of Naval Research. Practically, this will, quote, give sailors the ability to strike high-value targets from longer ranges while avoiding counter-fire, according to a Navy statement. The Navy expects the long-range anti-ship missile to be operational from an Air Force B-1B bomber and a Navy F-18 by 2019. Russia Times is reporting that the 12th bombing in 24 days occurred last night in Sweden at 12:30 a.m. local time. This latest bombing took place at the entrance of a nightclub in Malmö, one of the country's infamous no-go zones. It was closed at the time and there were no injuries reported, but the blast could be heard from a great distance. A man was seen driving away from the nightclub on a moped shortly before the bombing. This same nightclub was bombed just 1 year ago. Swedish journalist Peter Emanuelsson, better known by his Twitter handle Peter Sweden, tweeted, quote, "It feels like criminal gangs are taking over Sweden at this point." In this Celestial Musings, in the last broadcast, I talked about the suffering country of Yemen, the Saudi-led coalition bombing there that took the lives of 29 people, and U.S. complicity in the matter. I mentioned that this is a religious dispute between Sunni and Shia Muslims and that at its base is a power struggle with Iran, which has gone on since 2015. Well, kudos to U.S. Representatives Ro Khanna of California, Mark Pocan of Wisconsin, and Walter Jones of North Carolina, who are seeking to force a vote over United States' involvement in the war in Yemen. In a New York Times op-ed on Tuesday, they illustrated the unconstitutionality of our involvement and likened the conflict to a hypothetical war affecting Washington State with their population of 7.3 million, quote, on the brink of starvation, with the port city of Seattle under a naval and aerial blockade, leaving it unable to receive and distribute countless tons of food and aid that is waiting offshore. The op-ed continues, quote, "This nightmare scenario is akin to the obscene reality occurring in the Middle East's poorest country, Yemen, at the hand of the region's richest, Saudi Arabia, with unyielding support from the U.S. military that Congress has not authorized and therefore violates the Constitution," end quote. It's not often that Congress does anything worth applauding, but this certainly deserves acclamation. Thank you, Representatives Khanna, Pocan, and Jones. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.